1 Corinthians chapter 6. Does anyone among you dare, if you have a case against another, to go to law before the unjust and not before the saints? Do you not know that the saints will judge the world? And that if the world is judged by you, then you are unsuited for the least of the courts. Do you not know that we shall judge angels? So surely not commonplace matters. So if you have commonplace court cases, appoint those who are considered nobodies in the church. I speak to your shame. Is there not even one wise person among you, then, who will be able to judge between one of his brothers and another? While instead, a brother goes to law with a brother, and that before unbelievers. So you are already wholly at fault in that you have lawsuits with each other. Why do you not rather suffer the injustice? Why do you not rather suffer being defrauded? But you commit injustice and perpetrate fraud, and against brothers at that. Or do you not know that the unjust will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be led astray. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor the effeminate, nor men who lie with men, nor fraudsters, nor thieves, nor drunkards, nor the abusive, nor the rapacious will inherit the kingdom of God. And so were some of you. But you have had yourselves washed, and you have been sanctified, and you have been justified in the name of the Lord Jesus, and by the Spirit of our God. Everything is permitted me, but not everything is profitable. Everything is permitted me, but I will not be put under authority by anyone. Food for the stomach, and the stomach for food, but God will bring both of these to nothing. And the body is not for fornication, but for the Lord. And the Lord is for the body. And God has raised the Lord, and he will also raise us through his power. Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them the members of a prostitute? May it not be so. Do you not know that he who is joined to a prostitute is one body? For the two, he says, will be one flesh. But he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit. Flee fornication. Whatever sin a man commits is separate from the body, but he who fornicates sins against his own body. Or do you not know that your body is the sanctuary of the Holy Spirit in you, which you have from God? And you are not your own, for you have been bought at a price. Glorify God, therefore, in your body and in your spirit, which are God's.